Hey GWA Backstage family, this is Anya, and I thought I'd try answering a questionnaire for the first time. The one that I'm doing is teasers, tops and bottoms. I have no idea how this is going to go. I'm just going to ramble through the answers. Could be fast, could be slow. I'm nowhere near as smooth in rambles as my audios sound, but I think that's the whole point. That's the whole endearing thing about rambles, isn't it? So where are we? Okay, so the first question is songs, the ones you always sing along and sing along to, and the ones that you never want to hear again. I'm a musician, so and a pretty open one. I play bass and I sing. Bass wise, it's all about the groove. Singing wise, I suit soul, so I tend to think of songs in terms of the way they feel on me, the way they groove on me. The ones I'm always, okay, let me just see what might pop into my head. Every time I do this to myself, my mind goes blank. Okay, so one of the songs I friggin' love is called Let It Rain by Amanda Marshall. That thing makes me feel like a badass when I'm singing that. A badass, but it's kind of like it's kind of haunting, but it's also it's like a power song, and it's uplifting to me, with a hint of sadness. Another song that I friggin' love, it's another rock song, it's called A Familiar Taste of Poison by Hailstorm. I got the amazing chance to see them live and meet them in person, and I got to be right at the front of the stage when they sung this song, and I practically died. I totally did. They are four of the nicest people, considering how very, very rock star they are. They are four of the nicest people. Yeah, so that's amazeballs. Ones I never want to hear again. I'm pretty open to most songs. I can't think of ones that I don't ever want to hear again, unless they're really, really derogatory. Like, I hate listening to songs that just spout hate or, you know, just negativity and stuff, because I just don't see the point. And with music, I'm spending so much time on the first question. Music is the way that I share myself with people, and to feel the negative intent in a song, I think it depends. Like, if I know that the point of that song is fully to spout hate, then I will not like it. But if I know that the intention of the creator was as a release or as a point of creativity, then I'll give it a bit of leeway. But if I know that it's just hate, then yeah. And saying that, I can't think of one. So I'll just go with an annoying one. Friday by what's her face, the chick off YouTube, Rebecca Black, I think her name was, something like that. I could live the rest of my life without hearing that song. So that's number one done. Number two, books. The ones you tell everyone to read or you reread yourself, and the ones you wish you hadn't cracked open. It's been a while since I read a book for pleasure. Normally I'm reading for research. But off the top of my head, I'm like really into fantasy novels, or thrillers, and I think David and Lee Eddings. So there's like, I've read a bunch of those. There's like Sparhawk and that saga. Then there's also what was it called? I'm so bad with remembering the titles of these books. But anyway, David and Lee Eddings. There's also friggin' Garth Nix. I think it's like Sabriel and The Abhorzen and stuff like that. It's been ages since I've read something that was for fun. So those are the two that I can remember. I don't think I've had any bad experiences with books. So yeah, like sometimes I'll read nonfiction. Like the other day, now when I say the other day, that could mean anything from yesterday to a few months ago. Sometimes it's been 6 months ago. My sense of timing is not up to speed. But anyway, the other day I read a book called Na oh, it was about Nancy Wake, and she was a freedom fighter during the war. She helped a lot of people escape the Nazi. She got caught. She was a total boss hero, with her exploits and stuff. And that was a good read. That was an awesome read, actually. And but yep, I really can't think of a book that I have read or that I opened and wish I hadn't. Hobbies, the ones you enjoy doing and the ones you don't see the fun in. I'd kind of think that if there's no fun in a hobby, that it's not really a hobby. So a hobby, hobbies that I enjoy doing. I love making stuff. Like, especially if I'm with someone who is enjoying the shiz out of what they're doing, then I'll enjoy it too because it's all about the vibe that they're giving off. So the times that that's happened to me, I've made like things with family, things with my mates. Like I think I've done woodwork before. Woodwork is fun. I even like cooking with other people. I'm not really, I don't have the patience or the time to cook. But if I'm with someone who does like it, then yeah. Visiting mates, the usuals. Reading is a hobby. I wouldn't call anything music related a hobby because music is my life. That's all I can think of right now. I'm just going to try and go with the things that come off the top of my head. The subreddits, the ones you're happy you found and the ones you wish you could unsee. To be honest, I was only introduced to Reddit through another male author of mine, male author mate of mine. And he suggested that I come to Reddit to basically publicize my audios. And so I was like, okay, sweet. And so that's the only reason I even came to GWA, to Gone Wild Audio. I did a poem by Eve's Garden, and it was my one and only foray into erotica. And that was fun. And but yeah, I did that, and then I got told about Audio Candy and then Pillow Talk Audio, and I found the GWA backstage. I don't really know that much about Reddit. I'm basically on and off. I come on, talk to people, post some audios, and then I'll hop off until I feel the need to do it again. So I really don't know many subreddits. Pickup lines, the ones that will make you take notice and the ones you ignore. Being a female bass player in bands, I've had some interesting lines, very interesting lines. I'm just trying to think. Most of them, like obviously the end that they most of them will use is, you play that bass really good, or something like that. And then they'll like just start a conversation that way. And but that's to their detriment usually, because what I'm an expert at doing is friend zoning people and being all, I find a way to make the conversation turn into one about them and get them talking about themselves. And then I'm just like, I'm so glad. And then I've got pre-made stops to conversations, things like, I'm so glad, I'm so happy you enjoyed the gig, and I hope I see you again sometime. You get home safe, and see you next time. And then I'll walk off. It's like, I've been doing music for most of my life. To me, I don't mix that with pleasure, really, unless there's somebody that stands out to me. And after 10 years of doing this, nobody has. I don't see people in the crowd that way. To me, they are people who are there to have fun, people who are there with their mates, and I am their entertainment, basically. So that's how I see it. I have never had a one-night stand with somebody in the audience, and I don't plan to ever. So I know that kind of was a little bit extra information, but yeah. In saying that, the ones that will make me take notice, it's just the confidence, really. The confidence behind it, or you're so dorkily awkward and adorable. I will talk to you because you are so like cutie pie that I just, you know, can't help it. So it's either you're very confident but not to the point of being a douche. I feel vibes of people, and if I get the vibe that you're a douche, I ain't talking to you at all. So the nicer you are, the better your chances. What else? I actually don't remember actual lines. The ones that I ignore are the ones from douches. Like, it's not so much what they say. Like, for me, it's not what somebody says. It's their intent behind it. So I will never remember pickup lines, because I don't care about them. What I do remember is how you made me feel when you were saying them. So it's, for me, it's all about the way you said it. What your intentions are behind it. I'm also not a person who's down for one night stands or anything like that. So I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. Like, here on online on GWA Backstage or Gone Wild Audio, like, nah. I'm not on here for hookups or anything like that. I'm on here to make connections with people, to practice my art, which is creating audios, and to learn things. And that's my only intention. If people like it, if people resonate to it, awesome. If they don't, then that's okay too. Like, I'm not here to get tons of fans or accolades or whatever. I'm just here for the experience, and it's been awesome so far. And if I didn't find it awesome, I wouldn't still be here. I think I've been here for around 6 months. So yeah, that was a long answer to pick up lines. Next one, date night activities. The ones that would make for a fun evening and the ones that would make you lose interest. Again, this is about the person. I'm a pretty open person. Like, I love experiencing new things, and I love experiencing things that other people love. So to be honest, unless you're taking me to like a mud pool, or you're going to make me play a sport that I don't like, or something that's unnecessarily gross, like a Fear Factor thing, or unless we'd been dating for a while, I'm talking about first dates here, first month of dates, unless it's that kind of stuff, I'm probably not going to be open to it. If it's something that you enjoy doing, if it makes you feel good to do something, it doesn't matter whether it's hanging out at the beach and playing like games, or just busting out a guitar and having a sing along together, or playing Scrabble. Oh my god, Oh, seriously, if you play Scrabble with me, you're basically my friend for life. Shit you not. Scrabble is, it's, I grew up with it. It's a childhood. It's a childhood thing for me. So if you naturally love playing Scrabble or board games or things like that, we're going to be friends for life. Doesn't matter if we get any further in our relationship, we are basically going to be friends for life if you play Scrabble. So anything like that, it doesn't have to cost. I also do not expect the dude to pay. Like, it's, I don't think that should be a thing. Like, it should be 50-50 at the most. If they want to pay, then awesome. I'm not going to stop them, but if it shouldn't be an expectation, I don't reckon. Like, it should be equal. But yeah, basically, as long as the intention is to have fun, like, if the intention is to get in my pants, that's a big fat turn off. Like, the intention has to be to just have fun together. Like, if anything happens as a result of that, then awesome. But yeah, the intention should be to have fun. Next question. Body parts. The ones that you find incredibly attractive and the ones that you don't really notice. Bonus points for talking about your favorite part of your own body. Negative 1,000,000 points for talking about your least favorite part of your own body. Okay, so the ones that I find incredibly attractive in a dude. Like, I'm an equal opportunity appreciator, but I am totally into dudes. What is it? And a dude, I appreciate the butt, the roundness of the butt, the roundness of the buttocks. What else? Broad shoulders. I'm a sucker for broad shoulders. Suppose I like nice teeth and eyes. I appreciate those things. And that's it basically. Yeah. The ones that I don't really notice. Feet, leg, oh, and a dude, feet, legs. I think I do notice guys' hands. I don't notice feet unless there's something really gross about the feet. I don't know. Like, I'd have to explore that some more. I don't really know what I don't notice until I'm not noticing it. Favorite part of my own body. Everyone always goes on about my hair. Which is fine because I've got curly hair. What else? What do I like about my body? I actually love my hands. Like, I've got, well, I'm a bass player, so I've got pretty strong hands. I'm pretty solid. I'm a solid person. You kind of have to be when you're a bass player. You got to lug so much gear around. So, but I love my hands. I think my legs are not too bad either, to be honest. And I think I do, I love my eyes. Like, I really dig my eyes. What else? GWA tags. The ones that make you click through and give it a listen, and the ones that will make you pass on by. Well, I will just go to the front page right now and have a look and see what would make me, and see what I have stopped on by with. Okay, so we got, I clicked on, Rambles and Rants. I tend to, especially by males, because I don't get to hear many male voices that I like listening to, so I like checking out the male voices. So anything with male for female, male for all, I'll possibly check it out. Ramble and Rants, depending on what the tags are, I will, like, if the tags are interesting. Like, I like the, I think it's Cuddly Bears, Click Still Exist, They Aren't Bad, Making Friends on Here, New Old Users, Moderating TeamSpeak. So that described what was in it, and I was just like, oh, that sounds like something I want to know about. So I clicked on it. songs. Oh, anything musically, I will click on because I'm a musician. Especially if they're people that I know are really good musicians, and I've met a couple on here already, which is amazing. What else did I click on? Well, another ramble about music and art by Better Than Dread. Questionnaires. Oh, I've started getting into the questionnaires like that, like pretty much taking my fancy now. Especially when they are by people who you know are just crack up funny. And that's basically it. I will also check out people I know, audios that I know, people like mates of mine. Yeah, I'll check out those. Okay, so another question. Solo positions, the ones that get you off without fail and the ones you tried but didn't do it for you. I'm not, to be honest, I'm not very experimental solo wise. I am basically, it's for one, I'm doing it for one reason and one reason only, and I get there no matter what I'm doing. If I want to, I will. And it could be once, it could be multiple times, whatever it is. I don't really experiment much solo wise because, yeah, it's basically fulfilling a need. And once the need is done, I'm sweet. Or unless it's like part of an exercise, like a tantric exercise or a healing exercise of some sort, then I'll try different things. Depending on what it is, but yeah. In general, no, I don't really try stuff. So yeah, I can't help with that. Partner positions. The ones that push all the right buttons and the ones that you could live without. I don't know, that's hard because depending on who you're with, honestly, for me, it's different. Like, yeah, there's going to be certain things that I'll always be able to get off to, but for me personally, it's about the vibe of the other person and meeting their vibe with my own. That's the biggest get off for me. It's not really physical for me, if that makes sense. There's a whole bunch of other factors that play into being able to push all the right buttons and things like that. So that's probably a whole nother conversation. I can't even think what I'd be able to contribute to the answer to that. So, but anyway, yeah. So that was me. Hopefully, I didn't ramble on for too long because I'm not a fan of, man, 22 minutes. Whoops. Okay, I'm going to stop now. And thank you for listening to my ramble. Hopefully the next one will not be as long. Catch you guys later.